For immigrants to the United States, language and education barriers often make it difficult to find good jobs, which is why many start their own businesses. Today, in the first part of a series on immigrant entrepreneurs, NPR's Laura Seidel looks at how one Hong Kong immigrant used his hometown connections to change the face of downtown Los Angeles.
Stuffed animals, plastic dolls, necklaces that glow, tin lunchboxes and soccer balls. Every kind of toy that might appeal to children and adults with an appetite for kitsch can be found for sale in a district of downtown Los Angeles known as Toy Town. Tables covered with cheap toys overflow from open storefronts. Salespeople stand watchful as pedestrians browse. For the customer who asks how much, more often than not, the answer is...
Depends on how many pieces you're going to buy.
This is a wholesale district, and merchants sell in bulk to small retailers from the U.S. and Latin America, many of whom desire plentiful, inexpensive toys. In each shop, the merchant beguiles you with the quality of their goods and, of course, the price.
This retail price, each $5, $6. This here, 50 cents. This very cheap.
Industry experts estimate that hundreds of millions of dollars worth of toy sales take place here every year. Most of the sellers are from Asia, especially Taiwan and Hong Kong. Edwina Chen, co-owner of Mass Action Sales, says the toy business was appealing to her because Hong Kong, where she was born, was a center for toy manufacturing.
Because my dad knows a bunch of people who's in the toy factory business. That's why I get all my sources and start doing it.
In Toy Town, Chen's is a common story. But there's also another reason toy sellers come here. Just say the name Charlie Wu, and most everyone knows who you're talking about. 15 years ago, Wu and his family were the first to open up a toy store in downtown L.A.
A big part of downtown Los Angeles at the time was run down, and most people actually didn't want to come to downtown, so it was good because we could get space very inexpensive.
Wu also made a very definitive decision not to open a more typical immigrant business, like a restaurant or a grocery.
There has been always conflict for immigrant business that deal with consumer directly. And that's not something that I want my family to go through. There's cultural differences, there's prejudice, and when you deal with consumer, there's always opportunity for conflict. The toy district deals with business people. Business people, is everything is based on numbers and figures. You know, when the price is right, everybody is a brother, okay?
Wu used his connections back in Hong Kong to bring in cheap toys through the port of Los Angeles, the busiest port in the U.S. Within 2 years, he burst out of his 1,000-foot shop and opened a warehouse. As Wu's business expanded, other immigrants from Asia who wanted to get into the wholesale toy business asked him for help. He sold them toys on credit and helped them find spaces to rent. Although Wu knew they would be his competitors, he immediately saw an opportunity.
When you get more people gathering in one place doing the same type of business, you attract more customer. And then the demand for real estate rapidly grew, and it became a very popular place for importers and wholesalers, particularly in the toy business, to come to that area and create this wholesale toy district.
Today, almost everyone in Toy Town knows Charlie Wu's name, and many say he helped them get a start. Take Chen of Mass Action Sales. To her, Wu is like a big brother.
There's always one big guy who can look after the others. Charlie is a good guy, and he had a lot of different items. When you start from scratch, you get from him, and then that's how usually people start.
Today, local officials estimate there are as many as 1,000 entrepreneurs working in Toy Town, and there are immigrants from almost everywhere. Toy Town may be one of the only places it's possible to see a Guatemalan haggling over toy prices with a Pakistani. Jack Kaiser, chief economist at the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation, says these days the size of the area attracts all kinds of immigrant entrepreneurs.
You can buy anything you want, anything from batteries to these little mini scooters. I've seen some pretty bad plaster figurines and fake plants. You name it, they probably have it there.
Among the more unusual import businesses on site is an art store where patrons send family photos to China. There, for between $100 and $200, an artist paints a family portrait and sends it back to the U.S. Still, what attracts many of these other businesses is that the area is a center for toys. Kevin Su, a Vietnamese immigrant of Chinese descent, is the owner of Party World Incorporated, which sells party goods.
we rely on the toy district to get us customers. Because that way they can interrelate between the toys and the party line. Because in this type of industry, most people need to look for new edges, new lines of product.
But in many ways, the district is becoming a victim of its own success. Small merchants like Chris Kim, who's had a storefront here for 6 years, say it's increasingly competitive and expensive.
You know, rent is every year goes up all the time. But this business slow down, we're going to do.
Local officials say rents have gone up almost fourfold in 15 years. In fact, it's gotten so expensive that Charlie Wu's Mega Toys decided to move out. Just a few blocks away, Mega Toy employees load boxes into trucks from one of the company's three warehouses, none of which are in Toy Town. Founder Wu says the company employs nearly 300 people, has an office in Hong Kong, and does about $60 million in business. His success means he no longer feels he needs to be in the district.
Once you develop a reputation of your own, in a way, all the positives sort of follow you wherever you go. So if I could make downtown Los Angeles a convenient place to do business, I could make another area nearby just as convenient.
Still, Wu and others think L.A., with its large ports and vibrant immigrant population, is likely to remain a center for imported toys, even if a day comes when it's too expensive to sell them in Toy Town. Laura Seidel, NPR News.